Blog Talk Radio.
Summer won't last forever, but during Toyota's national sales event, you can make memories that will.
Okay, fine.
Come on.
There you go.
Whoa.
Where's my
mom? Just be in the moment.
Yeah, just be present.
Toyota, let's go places.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far. How did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far. We were lovers and the best of friends, and I hope that we can be that, oh, until the end. Sometimes the lover can be angry till the end, but it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far. Thank you. And I know that we can be that. Be that till the end. Sometimes a lover can be angry till the end. Oh, but it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and start to say love is a losing game? We will never feel the same. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far. Before we go too far. Before we go too far. Before we go too far.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I'd like to welcome everyone who's tuning in tonight, as well as to have a heartfelt thank you to everyone who tuned in to my opening night over 6 years ago, as well as to welcome all new listeners for this night. It's going to be very, very heartfelt as well. Some of you know me by way of social media, and some of you know me on a more personal basis. But look, let me do this the correct way. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And again, this is our 3,525th presentation. And I'm telling you, our great company and the many different beings that have contributed for now for such a long, long time, this is the total of where we at right now, tonight with me. And again, if we are connected, some of us have what I like to refer to as a soul connection, because that's exactly what it's about tonight. I want to give you an overview on how important the soul is. Now, when you think of the word soul in religious terms, it all depends on what your pathway or what faith that you adhere to. That word soul comes up. But if you're really, really honest with yourself, a lot of people don't really know for sure exactly what the soul is. How important is it? This is some questions I want you to ponder and really, really think about tonight. And faithfully, before the end of tonight's advancement, I'm going to do my best so you'll be able to know beyond a shadow of a doubt what the soul is, okay? And why is this so important, and why am I doing my best to convey that tonight about return of the Ba, which is the most ancient term of what the soul is, right? And then there's another word in a religious term that's called Ruh, right? And that's either Syriac or Arabic, or Ruah, and that's either Aramaic or Hebrew, or simply put, soul. Sometimes in Greek terms, they use the word prana, right? But the religious or the state of confusion that our world has been in for such a long time, I want you to look at the state of the world. And you'll be able to judge for yourself to see, like that opening song by Hall of Fame four times, are we losing our minds? Or we got to get a grip of this before we go too far. Now, I'm not a fan of television. I'm not a fan of so many things that you see in mass media on our cell phones or televisions or tablets or computers or even the old-fashioned newspapers nowadays. There's so many negative things that's happening back-to-back. And to me, if you are listening to me, it breaks my heart, right? But this one here is geared to touch your soul if you still have one and you haven't lost it. It's very, very important, okay? Because if you look at the state of the world and if you are listening to the Magic Man Haru tonight, if you are concerned about the conditions of our world and you want to make our world a better place individually and collectively at the same time, then I want to take the first break to give you a chance to gather as many family members as you possibly can, and I want you to reach out to as many people as you possibly can. Those of us who are concerned, and even reach out to the people who you don't even think that they are concerned, because this is very important tonight. This is one of the final chances that we have to get it right in our day and time, if y'all are listening and y'all feeling me out there tonight, okay? So I'm going to ask Hall of Fame four-time who's patronizing all of us and blessing us with one of the most important recording artists of our day and time. And I'm talking about Mr. Gregory Porter. And thanks to Hall of Fame four-time, it was by way of him that I became aware of who and what he is and how much the music that he's bringing to us in that day and time, and why I felt it was so important to use that on tonight's advancement. So, Hall of Fame four-time, if you will, do us the honors.
I will go through the consequence of love. Whatever come what may, you see, the game for me is you. I will fight for the right to be your love. No matter what they say, you see, the game for me is you. I begin to hate time and distance, 'cause it makes me wait. It's all I seem to do. I will go through the consequence of love. Whatever come what may, you see, the gain for me is you. And I will fight for the right to be your love. No matter what they say, you see, the gain for me is you. Begin to hate time and distance, 'cause it makes me wait, and it's all I seem to do. I'll anticipate with all my patience, 'cause it makes me wait, coming home. The consequence of love, whatever come what may, you see, the gain for me is you. I will fight for the right to be your love, no matter what they say, you see, the gain for me is you. The gain for me is you. The game for me is you.
Well, all right, now welcome back, attentive listening audience, again to our 3,525th presentation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. I always say it's best to catch it live instead of the archives, but if not, then thanks to the digital age in which we're in, we'll be able to record, document, and log this one for the Hall of Records. Okay? So now, the most ancient term to me is one of the best terms that describes the soul, and I'm talking about the Ba. Some of you are researchers. Some people don't just listen and hear me say certain things, so I want to give you the tools that's necessary to try to look it up and to be able to find certain things that's out there. So the most ancient term on what a soul is, that's beyond religion. And by me being third generation from the land of Nuba, Aswan, that is going to be the best description I possibly can give you. Because if you look at it in advertisement, it shows the symbol of a falcon or a hawk with the head of a man, right? Because it symbolizes the ability to come and go at will. And what's so unique about us who are living beings, spiritual beings, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later, on right how important the spirit is compared to the physical body, because there is a difference, right? But I want to start off with the most ancient terms. Because when you talk about the Ba, and again, that's B-A, the Ba symbolizes the wings of a bird, any symbol of a hawk or a falcon that can be able to come and go at will. But the key about that is wind, almost like solar power that you see, right? And some of us know or have seen, especially when you're looking in my personal experience, my spiritual animal, at least one of them, is a hawk or a falcon. As a matter of fact, I'm going to dedicate this part of the show to my immediate upline and my immediate bloodline, which is my mother, the undisputed veteran for prize fighter, as she continued to travel on, who left this mission planet Earth in 2009, as well as to dedicate this to my father, who just recently passed almost a year ago, right? Them two are the beings that created me, so I have to trace my bloodline, and I'm asking you to do the exact same thing. Because if we do that and go backwards, it's going to take us back to a very beginning, to the spark of life, that each and every one of us who's living have to have that in order for you to be a living being. But the soul itself is beyond life as we know it. The soul itself is even beyond what a lot of people like to call emotions, right? It can utilize emotions, but it's not the emotions as we know it today, right? When I talk about the Ba, we're talking about the reactionary body that utilizes not only the physical body, but it utilizes the spiritual body to actually give life to the physical body in which we know it. That's very important because some of you are wise or old enough to know and have heard this term. What profits of man or woman, talking about human beings, to obtain the whole world and lose their soul? And this is certain things that's happening right now in this day and time. It's heartbreaking when I'm at work, and shout out to CLT. You know, right now I'm currently, as a traveling man, I'm traveling here in North Carolina, and I invited a lot of people to come on and listen to this show, right? It's not time for joint adventures yet. I have to take time to get this part of the advancement out. Then I'm going to open it up for joint adventures. But I want you all to hear me clearly. Some of the things that were shown to me, not only do it upset me, but it disturbs me as a human being and a living being, because right now it's getting out of hand. I was shown in a nursing home, and shout out to all the people that's putting in great work, that's taking time to take care of our elderly and our disabled, right? What I saw with my own eyes, and remember, the eyes are the windows to the soul, right? I saw with my own eyes a so-called employee that was attacking an elderly. I mean, not only smacking this elderly in the face, but taking time to try to knee this elderly person. This person needs to be ashamed of himself. And not only that, right, the person that's taking time to record that, not only, you know, should both of them be fired, they need to be dealt with in a serious manner. And they also need to be made an example of, because we cannot have that. Like the opening song said, before we go too far, right now it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand, right? So now, we're asking each and every one of us, if you are concerned, if we are parents out here, we are also got to be guys and stuff like that for our children, so we won't allow our children to be attacked by these evil soulless beings that's portraying themselves as human beings. We got to put a stop to that. And that's the good thing about soul, because if you have listened to me all of these years, I have always said we got a high sensory perception. That's beyond, you know, the norm. We have the ability to be able to feel impending danger right back to soul again, because soul, like the wind, is something that you can feel. You can be able to feel that people mean you well. You can be able to feel if people are concerned about you. You also can be able to perceive, which is even greater than just mere feelings. You can be able to perceive impending danger before it happens. And I know, unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of distractions throughout our things that we're seeing that's going through our eyes, through mass media, through our cell phones and telephones and TV and all the different things that we have now to keep us distracted. Meanwhile, the evil one in their kind has been running rampant on this planet. And those of us who are soul people, are descendants of the original people of this planet Earth, we have to do our part and put a stop to it. Before I go to this next break, I want to give a standing applause and say thank you for once in my soon-to-be 56 years, on one hand, 38 years on the other, that I finally saw our people have enough. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the so-called riverboat brawl that took place. For so many years, I have seen our people accept all kind of abuse, from police brutality to so many people just have been attacked. Our men, our women, our children, and some of us haven't did anything about it. But once in my lifetime, in your lifetime, if you are listening, stand up and be proud of ourselves, y'all. Not by, you know, for sake of, you know, being violent, for the sake of being violent, but you got to get to a point where enough is enough. And we as original people have dealt with that for well over 400 and now soon to be 24 years, right? We have an ability to put a stop to it, just like we did a couple of weeks ago. Make no mistake about it, and they know this. That's why we have to always be in control of our emotions. We have to always be in control and be willing, able, and ready to stop a situation before it gets out of hand. That's why it's important for me to deliver this advancement to the best of my ability about the return of the soul. Because when the return of the soul happens, there's nothing that any enemy whatsoever can stand against it. I know this. And unfortunately, a lot of you who's listening to the Magic Man tonight, you don't know this personally. But if I have anything to do with it, you'll know for sure before this advancement ends tonight. So we're going to take the second break of this message tonight, thanks to Hall of Fame 4 times. And when we come back, I'm going to open the lines up for joint adventures. And I want all of us to get involved if you care, if you are concerned, if you still have soul, or you might be still in a state of confusion. So now it's time for joint adventures. So Hall of Fame 4 times, if you will, do us the honors.
Hello, Mr. Holland, and Rosie may come out and play. She's a good girl now, won't be no trouble, no how.
by the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you made no trouble of my skin. It's not a problem, nor has it ever been. You invited me into your home, treated me like I was grown. I was only 18, and Rosie was a beauty queen. Hello, Mr. Holland, and Rosie may come out and play. I'm a good boy now, won't be no trouble, no how. By the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you treat me like a regular Joe. I wanted a soda, and you said Rosie could go. Anyway, I like your style, seem like I'll be around for a while. We can talk about a country mile and listen to a blues record, check it out. Oh, hello, Mr. Holland, and Rosie may come out and play. It's a good world now, won't be no trouble, no how. And by the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you treat me like a regular bill. My name is not a problem, and oh, it never will. Anyway, I like your way. People ought to be able to play and keep your soul as black as a knife when you're walking straight into the light. Oh, now. For me, when you go out in the world, you see some people will fear your face and name. But Mr. Holland, don't play that game. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, always treat me right, yeah. Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Always treat me right, Mr. Holland.
Oh, my God. Hall of Fame four-time. Man, did you hear that delivery? I know you felt that delivery as well, listening audience. You know, hey, I'm not the only one who is concerned about the state of our world and the return of soul or having access to soul. So now it's time for Jonah Ventures, and we have caller number one in queue. Caller number one in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Brother Hooney. It's Ava Holly. I'm calling from just outside of Atlantic City, New Jersey. How are you tonight?
Angela, Ava. I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. I'm telling you, trying to stay focused because, again, you know, with so many things that's happening, it takes extraordinary beings like yourself to keep balance into our world. So thank you so much for pressing that one. You know, how important is soul to you, if you don't mind sharing that with me and the rest of the listening audience?
Say that last part again.
How important is soul to you? And if you don't mind sharing that with me and the rest of the listening audience.
First of all, I wanted to tell you that I lost my mother in 2009 also. I didn't know we had that in common.
Oh, we got so many things in common.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And, jeez, I tell you, soul is everything. You know, when you feel something in your gut, that's your soul talking to you. You know, when you feel something, you see something, that's your soul telling you that you've either been there before or something's good, something's bad, or, you know, soul is everything. And some people just don't tap into it. You know, you have to tap into it. You know how they say trust your gut? That's like trusting your soul. That's like, you know, listening to your body and things that are talking to you. to make you aware. You there?
Now, of course, you know what? I hope that he didn't fart in the spirit. You know what I mean? You know, you came on here, Ava, starting your mess, and the man that fell out in the spirit. So as we get him back together, Ava,
went
first
to
of
listen
all,
to
I
his
love,
soul.
I'm here.
He fell out in the spirit, yo.
Did I send
you
out?
Listen. That's Beverly Nation history. You know what I mean? Shout out to Andrea Presley. Now, by the way, guys, on the honors, we'll be honoring Andrea Presley as our third Governor Award winner this year at On the Honors.
Nice.
You know what I mean? We give that to our retired host. And now back to the spirit, charmer himself, Huni Bakato.
Hey, look, don't blame the Magic Man, Haru. You got to bring that on Hall of Fame 4 times. And, you know, by putting on Greg Porter, I'm already speaking about the soul now. And then, of course, you got to blame that on Angel Holly. Blame it on anybody but the Magic Man himself.
I got a question for
What's
you.
That?
So they say that you can see somebody's soul when you look into their eyes. Do you feel that? I feel like sometimes I can look into someone's eyes and tell all about them, you know?
Well, you know, you have that ability, and I give thanks to something that I don't want to give it away, but I also want to definitely put this on record. I have to put this on record about looking into somebody's eyes. So, I'm going to answer your question. I'm just not going to answer it right now because that's going to go into a certain part I wanted to add into this show. But I got you. I promise you I will answer that before the show's over tonight, okay? And, look, before you go,
awesome.
I want the attentive listening audience to know, and I know that you're an angel, but let the listening audience know who and what you are. I know what you mean to me and our great company of WBNN, but let them know how they can be supportive of you and your endeavors.
You're asking when my next show is? That would be great if they could call in, and that would be coming up next week on the 30th. I believe it's the 30th. It's Wednesday at 9:30, and we have a great guest coming on, so stay tuned for that. And thank you, Huni Bakatun, Magic Man Haru. We love you.
We love you, too. And Hall of Fame 4 times. Look, I just got a special, special honor guest. I have been waiting for a while because I want the world, our listening audience, to hear the tone of one of my brothers, and Ansar for life. Definitely one of the best students that I have met throughout my travels. Those of us who have walked went over to me, in my case, almost 32 years of being under the guidance of one of the greatest teachers to ever incarnate this side of, I like to say, Mission Planet Earth. I'm going to bring him and just unmute him, and I want my brother to be able to introduce himself. So, Almighty, if you will, introduce yourself to my listening audience, please.
I just right now have to press unmute. That's my cue, brother. That's my cue. You done gave me the plug, man. I appreciate it, man. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. I'm very humbled. That was one of the greatest intros for a brother like me, man. You made me feel like I was in cloud nine for a second, bro. I was like, damn, mom, man, heaven or something was going on. Did I make it around Jesus and the prophet Musa and Muhammad? And I felt very honored, brother. Peace to everybody out there in the world, man. Peace to the gods and the goddesses.
Hey, it's very important, man, because I know when I speak about return of the soul, you definitely have that divine gift. And those of us who are descendants of original people, man, a lot of us are losing it. So I want to personally thank you
for you
in front of all of these people who's listening worldwide tonight, man. Again, you are like a beacon light. And you don't necessarily have to see people physically, man, like Angel Avery was speaking about. We're able to feel each other when we make a soul connection. You get what I'm saying?
That's
important.
Cool.
Okay?
That's real. I like what the sister said. I heard her say, talking about when you can look in somebody's eyes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you could, you know, read somebody, you know, and feel their energy, their soul. Soul is energy. Soul, cellular, soul, you know, it's energy. Like a cell battery, a soul cell.
you know, your cell phone, your soul phone. We all calling home.
Yes, indeed. You know? Yes, indeed. Hey, look, this is a recording artist, a phenomenal recording artist, man, that I definitely want to highlight and spotlight. I definitely want
coming,
his tone
coming,
of voice
up and coming,
to
yes,
be able to be heard, okay? So, look, we're going to get back to the show and Hall of Fame four times. We're going to take another break, man, but thank you so much for blessing my life, Almighty.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yo,
thank you,
man,
so much for blessing me personally, okay?
It's an honor, my brother, and we chop it up, man. You know, pretty soon I'll be able to have some music for you, you know, to play, you know, on the show periodically. I got some nice stuff for the grown folks.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Hey, love you with the heart and soul of me. Attentive listening audience, look, don't go nowhere. Hall of Fame four times is going to bless us with another track. And when we come back, we're going to speak about Return of the Soul. Thank you.
Peace.
Don't be a fool. Don't give your nights to someone else while giving days to those who really love you. Don't be a fool like me and give your life to someone else while faking love to those who really love you. Why couldn't I have realized the gravity of telling lies, whose weight now shows upon your faceless smile? I know your heart now and before, but I won't do it anymore. Trust in me and fall in love again. Listen to these charms, baby, I'm not fooling, and fall into these open arms of love. Listen to these charms, baby. Fall into these open arms of love. Listen to these charms, baby, I'm not fooling around. And fall into these open arms of love. Gravity of tears and eyes, whose weight now shows upon your faceless smile. I broke your heart now and before, but I won't do it anymore. Trust in me and fall in love again. Listen to these charms, baby, I'm not fooling, and fall into these open arms of love. Listen to these charms, baby, I'm not fooling, and fall into these open arms of love. Listen to these. Baby, I'm not fooling around, and fall into these open arms of love, and fall into these
of love.
Now, of course, I was moved by that track. You know, listen to these arms. Baby, I'm not fooling. You know what I mean? That is what it's all about. The great Gregory Porter, y'all.
Wow. Wow. Hall of Fame four times. I'm telling you, this is the perfect soundtrack of our lives, because when we speak about returning the soul, we want to touch people, not just mind and their hearts, but we want to touch their souls tonight. If they still have access to it. But here's a key point. Some of us still have it and it's about to lose it. That's why it's very important for us to deliver this tonight. Anyway, this is John Adventures. So we have another call in queue. Next call in queue. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Genesis, the host of The Mostiv. And I just wanted to call in and support the show tonight and let you know that I am rocking out with the vibes, from the music to the content.
I know that's right. The woman of God, that's what I'm talking about, from your tone of voice to your heart and your spirit. And I know you not only love your family, but you have the heart that's actually becoming rare nowadays. I'm here to tell you. I'm just being honest with you, as well as to the millions of listeners who's listening worldwide. And I give thanks to the Almighty, our Heavenly Father, for you being a part of our great company here at WBNN, and also for pressing that one and coming on with the Magic Man Haru tonight. I really, really appreciate that. What do soul mean to you, if you don't mind? And share that with me and the rest of the listening audience.
So when I think about soul, I think about the spiritual encompass that God has bestowed unto each one of us. And the soul is tied, when I think about it, the soul is tied to your purpose, your mission, and your calling, why you were created here on earth. And there's no one else that has what you have. And each one of us was uniquely created and crafted for such a time as this. So my soul is going to be totally different than your soul, Huni Bakatun, because of the way that God has purposely crafted each one of us in order for us to deliver something just super natural and extraordinary and unique. So to me, that question is very deep, and I think it also has a different perspective to everyone and a different vantage point. But one of the things that my dad always used to say when he was living, and it's going to tear me up because it's almost 3 years since my dad passed. He said, they could kill my body, but they can't kill my soul. Meaning that, you know, your body is just, you know, the flesh vehicle that your soul encompasses. So your soul is rooted and connected with the Holy Spirit and God. And, you know, as long as somebody kills the body, they're not going to kill your soul, because God is going to call your soul back to him once you have completed the work here. And it also says our days are numbered. There's a time to born and there's a time to die. And when our time is to depart here, we're going to go to the afterlife. If you believe that, then your soul is still going to live on. And so when I thought about that, I thought about my dad.
We're honored in divine love and respect on the soul of your father as well as your mother, who were the ones, as I mentioned earlier, that's your immediate upline, okay, your connection to the divine as well. And I thank them so much and thank you so much for pressing that one. Before you go, let the, and I love the, you know, what you added on to tonight, and I really, really appreciate that. Let the listening audience know how they can support you in your endeavors as well.
Yeah, so most definitely. Thank you for letting me share. So y'all could support me by tuning into my show on Monday, August 28th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 p.m. Central Time, and also checking out my podcast, which is Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, available on all major platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, where I share content that's educational, inspirational, and motivational, while also weaving in diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And I do solo episodes as well as interview-style episodes. And you can find more info by going to genesisamariskemp.net and checking me out on all major platforms.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much again for pressing that one tonight. Attentive listening audience, it's not over. It's not over. It's going to get greater. As Hall of Fame four times take us to another break of that powerful sound therapy. So, Hall of Fame four times, if you will, do a song, please.
I'm going to keep you on the line right now. This song right here constantly moves me because it talks about how we should be as human beings. We must do better, especially with our children, the way we're losing our children out here in the streets. And I haven't talked about it a lot because, you know, we have different, you know, topics, what have you, but we're losing our kids. And there are not enough good adults to be outstanding parents. And men are not stepping up to the bat. They're not being men. We must be kings. And Brother Hooney, you know, I don't want you tearing up because I know how this song gets you. So get yourself together, because there was a time, folks, when love was king.
Once was a kingdom far, far away, where love was the rule of the day. Nothing more, nothing less than to give your friend your best. There's much more story that I could tell to make the hardest hearts swell. This is the story when love was king. When love was king, do you remember? When love was king, when love was king, I remember. With his fist unfurled, with open arms for the world. Of hungry children, first he'd think to pull their lives from the brink. When love was king, he rescued souls lost in the sea. In drifting vessels, he would hear their pleas. When love was king, he threw a line before they'd sink. and gave the thirsty ones a drink. He told the meek that they should try to use the sword to smite the lie. That being kind is for the weak. When love was king, I pray the Lord these words we seek. When love was king, he showed respect for every man, regardless of their skin and clan. Beside him stood his mighty queen, an equal force, wise and keen. He lifted up the underneath, and all his wealth he did bequeath. To those who toiled without a gain, so they would remember his reign. Oh, so seek some place to call. Next to this mighty shining throne, when love was king, when love was king.
Wow, welcome back, attentive listening audience. Man, that is so heartfelt. Attentive listening audience, did y'all feel that? I know I did. For the first time I heard it, and it's literally even more important of listening to it tonight on tonight's advancement about Return of the Soul. I want to take time to read something. Caller 4, please be with me. I'm going to bring you on. Matter of fact, come on with Magic Man Haru and build with me tonight. State your name and where you're calling from.
Peace, peace, peace. This is Jetty H. Track of the Soul Genius Shampoo Program. What's going on with you, brother? Huni Bakatun.
A real soul brother, if there is one. And it takes one to acknowledge another one, man. Thank you so much, Jetty H. Track, for pressing that one and coming on with Magic Man Haru tonight.
Oh, of course, of course. Thank you for having me, brother. I'm loving tonight's conversation. You know, Brother O's got us grooving to some beautiful orchestrated architecture, musical variations by the good brother Gregory Porter. And you talking about a lot of great things. You dropping some jewels regarding the gems. in reference to the soul. You know, there's something that I know that you didn't want to touch too much into because we could really go all over the place with it, but I do want to just touch a little bit onto it as far as being able to see the soul through another person's eyes. My mother, who passed away a couple years ago, God rest, you know, she instilled that in me too, you know, being from Liberia, being from Africa, you know, our ideology is a bit different when it comes to understanding spirituality. She always instilled in me that the eyes are the windows of the soul. And if you understand energy, and you don't even have to understand energy, it's not something of a science that you need to pick up a book on necessarily. You feel it, like you said, you feel it. You look at certain people's eyes, you feel uplifted, you feel embrace, you feel rejection or dejection, you feel these various things regarding how a person feels within themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're projecting necessarily anything, but you know, if I look into your eyes, you know, you're just reflecting a certain aspect of myself as far as inner workings, whether it is who I am in the now, who I've been, or who I will be. You dig?
Yes, indeed, and definitely bless the soul of your mother, a definitely powerful mother, as well as your father, to be able to come together and create another soul force in the likeness of yourself. Thank you so much for being everything that you are and coming on and adding on to the bill. Let your attentive listening audience know how they can be supportive of you and your endeavors as well, sir.
Hey, listen, I'm just here to spread the news, the good word, just as the good brother Huni Bakatoon is out here blessing these ears and these hearts. As for me, Soul Genius Shampoo, if I'm not mistaken, will be airing the next episode September 7th at 9:30 p.m. on the great WBNN Beverly Nation. Y'all tune in and see what's going on as far as me. But as far as this brother Huni Bakatoon, y'all continue to let the mothership travel y'all throughout the cosmos and the space and the stars, and let Huni Bakatoon show y'all exactly what it means to travel and guidance and groove and soul. I appreciate you, and I love you, brother.
Love you, too, with both hearts and soul of me. Jetty 8 track, yes. Hey, we're going to continue joint adventures. So, Denise, calling Q, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Yes,
you hear me?
Yes. Yes, loud and clear. Who's this?
This is E. Davis with Strictly Business with E. Davis.
Oh, man, you mean tell me the woman of God actually pressed one and came on with the magic man Haru tonight. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. I just want to give you a shout-out, telling you that I'm loving the show, loving your vibe, and you know you are my big brother. I just wanted to give you just a personal shout-out.
Oh, man, that's right on time right there. That is right on time. Thank you so much, and I'm telling you, I can't thank you enough for our Heavenly Father, Mother, all the celestial terrestrial beings for coming together and sending you to our great company of WBNN, because I'm telling you, look, I can't do it justice the way that you can, but please let the attentive listening audience know how they can be supportive of you and your endeavors as well, okay?
Well, first of all, I am a published author. E. Davis is my pen name. And you can find my information on Writer's Block Publishing, LLC, on Instagram. You can follow me on E. Davis on Facebook, E. Davis, LLC. You can follow me on the Writer's Block Publishing, LLC, on Facebook, and the E. Davis, LLC. Also, my show is, I believe it's September, I want to say the 6th, next Thursday, actually. And I'm not sure the business content I'm going to discuss yet, but I know it's going to be heavy because I'm in a very, very positive vibe on just getting things aligned with what needs to be done.
I definitely felt that. Definitely felt that. But thank you so much for being everything that you are in a woman of God and pressing that one and coming on tonight as we speak about return of the soul. Look, we're going to take another break of that powerful sound therapy, so Hall of Fame 4 times, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
All the folks out there that are really, you know, supporting Huni Bakatoon tonight, I want to thank you. We're going to get every one of these callers on. You know, a lot of times I talk to Huni about this, and I've taught him many, many different times. that sometimes the callers overcome the transcript, and it's so wonderful to see people be a part. And so this is my, I've been waiting for this for 4 weeks, to give him the honor, to tell him, to thank him for being here for more than 6 years. So this song by Gregory Porter is, you know, my testimony to be on the Wheels of Steel with you after all these years. Thank you, man.
Thank you for making a place for me, opening my eyes, and now I see. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for shining a light on me, putting me right where I'm supposed to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll never, never know just why you love me so. How do you do what you do when you say that you love me? I have to stop and sing about the love you bring. You put the spark and the flame and the fire. You inspire me. Thank you for making a place for me, opening my eyes, and now I see. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for shining a light on me, putting me right where I'm supposed to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever I do is in your name.
I will thank you.
Whatever I say is in your name. However I sing is in your name. However I love is in your name. Whatever I do is in your name. Whatever I say is in your name. However I sing is in your name. I couldn't polish myself, had to be done by someone else. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for lighting the fire under me. If I rise, there you'll be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I wanna give back.
became my beginning and my end. In between Lakeview and Haley Street, that's where the outdoor church would meet. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Debbie.
Wow. Man, you know, I'm going to say this live and direct in front of the millions of people who's tuning in to Huni Vakatun, a.k.a. Master Tar, Magic Man Haru tonight. That song right there was inspired by Hall of Fame four times mother and my spiritual mother who has visited me time and time again. This is very important because not only am I speaking about return of the soul, but I want you to get to know, attentive listening audience, this is a key point, and I haven't said that in a while. Honors to my spiritual mother and the mother of Hall of Fame four times, because what I want to stress with you tonight, while it's live and direct or when it's archived, the physical body is only a small portion when it comes to divine life. Trust me, when you vacate the body, it's not over. And I had a chance to be able to meet Hall of Fame four times mother on a number of occasions that inspired me for a lot of the advancements that I did. And I don't want to give it away, but I got to take time to say this right now. Who's also with inspiration for a return of the Ba, the Ruach, or soul as you know it. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming together along with a Pentecostal minister that created one of the most loving, extraordinary beings in the form of our CEO, the brain, at least half of it, of our great company of WBNN. Thank you so much. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, and I believe we have another caller in queue. So just call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good afternoon, Huni Vakatun. This is your boy, Troy Reed.
Hey. Yes, yes, the man of God. The man of God has finally got through. Thank you so much for taking time to come on with us tonight. So how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And it's kind of, well, I ain't going to say ironic, but it's, I guess it's lining up with God's plan that you having this show tonight and what we're doing in Bible study is kind of matching up here. And
hey.
If I could just take a look. Yeah, it's kind
of
matching up, man. Say what now?
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. I was just saying, that's the way it's supposed to be.
And you're speaking on souls and just listening to the show tonight, I think how we're losing a lot of souls is we're not telling and getting through to the souls what they have to face. Okay, the soul got to face demonic spirits. Now, but I know people don't like to touch on stuff like that, but the Bible speaks about it, so I'm going to speak about it, you know. And we're in the book of Daniel. In the book of Daniel talks about the four beasts. Okay, I don't have time to go through it, but I'm going to just go through the last beast that the book of Daniel speaks about, and basically doing a study on that beast. That beast is really the Antichrist. And we know what the Antichrist does. It comes to make things seem like God's word is not proof, or what God has in place for us is not proof. Like things like you spoke on things that's going on in the world today. Okay, you look at cartoons now, you know, it's male on male, female on female. That's not of God, right? So now our soul is looking at this outwardly and don't know how to respond to it because they're not just not strong enough or they are not equipped in the word to handle these things like this. So they think it's normal. So now we're losing a lot of our souls. And I hear the DJ speak on kids. I don't use the word kids because we all know kid means wild goats. That's why I don't like calling our children kids anymore, because they'll call wild goats. If you call them kids, then they're going to act like wild goats. Okay, but getting back to the souls, we have to be equipped on what our souls are facing so we can be strong enough either to believe what we're seeing or believe what the Word of God says.
I know that's right. I know that's right. For me, I felt that, as I always do. Attentive listening audience, let me share something with you. The tone of voice that you just heard is a soul brother of mine. Me and this brother made a soul connection a long, long time ago. And one of the most consistent people who have supported me for well over 38 years, even to the point that a lot of people didn't comprehend, or, as some say, didn't fully understand what was happening to someone that they used to see that walked the streets like the average youth did. You understand? But, again, I've always said that it's not about me personally. You understand? But I do my best as a born again to be the best example that I possibly can be. Okay? Thank you so much, man of God, Deacon Troy Reed, and my soul brother, man, for pressing that one and sharing that heartfelt message with me tonight.
Hey, anytime, my brother, anytime I can.
All right. Amen and bless you and your entire family. We have another call in queue. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where it's like 12 on-crack mechanics outside of AutoZone trying to fake fix your car. What's good?
What's up, nephew? How you doing?
What's happening?
How you doing tonight?
What's happening? Hey, listen, I hear you out here spitting darts, man. Don't make me have to pull up with the Kingsford. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know how we do, fam. It's wartime. It's about saving souls, fam. And I know that you were sent here for that purpose, man, and you have that divine gift. So if you don't mind, share with me and the rest of our attentive audience on the importance of soul, if you don't mind, sir.
Okay. Well, if they don't mind, you know what I'm saying? This information here, what I'm about to share, is for those who believe in the last day, the day of judgment, the day of recompense, the day of resurrection, whatever you want to call it. You understand this? It's because that's what your soul is getting ready for. You feel me? Where you got a scale of deeds, you know what I mean? It's all written out for you. You see what I'm saying? Where you walk your path, where all your things on the right are your good things. All the things on your left are your bad things. Anything you choose off of, or any side of the, even the side, you know what I'm saying, there's a response to that. You know what I mean? You get blessings for the good things. You get punishments for the bad things. You know what I mean? However, people have to understand, a lot of people believe that there's a, and this is also for the people who believe that there's a heaven and a hell. Verily, there is a heaven and there's a hell. You see what I'm saying? Where you're going to go to either or. Some people are destined for either place. Some people are destined for the paradise. Some people are destined for the fire, unfortunately. Now, you know, because, you know, we get into the habit of saying every time someone checks out here, we automatically assume that they're in heaven. No, lie, no, because people forget about the barzakh. The barzakh is the period between this life and the hereafter. You know what I'm saying? We all touch the grave, of course. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, this is for the information who believe, the people who believe in the day of resurrection. If you believe in the day of resurrection, then what you should know is that the people will be raised on the day of resurrection and will be judged, and then it will be determined whether you're going to the hellfire or the paradise. You know what I'm saying? People forget about the barzakh. Which the barzakh is, people? Your soul hovers. When you sleep, your soul hovers out of you. You know what I'm saying? So imagine when you sleep, you have your dreams and all that. The thing is when you check out of here, the barzakh is this. You check, you go to sleep and don't never wake up. You're still living because you got a soul, remember? Your soul lives on. The body might be deceased, but the soul lives on. However, wherever the soul is trapped at, with likeness of the dreams, because they call dreaming the cousin of death or whatever they call that. You know what I'm saying? These are layman's terms for it. However, the wisdom behind it is all in the Sahuf in the pages, people. Probably the pages that y'all don't read, but I'm just giving y'all that some look up on it, and that's what I'm saying to you. So, people, know this. You're not going straight to the situation, you know what I mean, when you check out of here. You're going to the Barzakh, which is the mezzanine of the situation for you. You know what I'm saying? Where you're living in this life, boom, and then in the next life, you know what I mean, you'll be floating. You won't be in that body, you know what I mean, because if you was ugly, you ain't got to worry about that no more. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I got to say about that. Oh, and secondly, you know, shout out to my man on here who spoke about the beast. Because verily Isa, alayhi salam, may peace be upon him, the son of Maryam, you know what I'm saying? That's Jesus, if you already know who I was talking about. He warned the people before he checked out. You know what I'm after they hung him up there, he still was alive, y'all. But he told the people that the scribe of the false Messiah will be coming. The scribe of the false Messiah, which he was talking about, was the people who will be saying things in his name, scribing things in his name, misguiding the people. You see what I'm saying? Now, y'all can figure out whoever he talked about. Maybe new boy or something. You know what I mean? I ain't going to say all that on here right now, but y'all can figure that part out, because if what he told you is one thing and somebody else telling you another thing and he warned you about it, you know what I'm saying, who y'all think he talking about? Describing things in his name about him, that's misguidance, you know what I'm saying? And verily, that is the signs of the false Messiah coming. That's the whole setup, you know what I'm saying, to make you believe fire is water, water is fire. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I got for the people out here. I will be out here on, September 6th. You know what I mean? Lighting the cakes for, you know what I mean? Yes, I will. And that's what I'm going to be doing out here, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I got for them, people. Like I said, people, if you believe in the day of judgment and you walk around with your books, you know what I'm saying? Read it. You read it, because you read textbooks of information when you want to be a mechanic, some type of medical person. But the books that's verily important for you people, you do not read it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I got for the people. Well, I'm Clever One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where hood rat moms be cursing at their kids at Walmart for getting smart about not buying snacks. Check your satellites.
All praises due to all in all. Love my nephew with the heart and soul of me. Hall of Fame four times. If you will, take us to another break, sir.
I do not agree, this is not for me, no, musical genocide. I will not commit, nor will I submit to musical genocide. This is not for me, I won't let it be, no, musical genocide. Give me a blues song, tell the world what's wrong, and the gospel singer giving those messages of love. Woe in the soul, man, with your heart in the palm of his hand, singing his stories of love and pain. Oh, I do not agree. I do not agree, this is not for me, no, musical genocide. I will not commit, nor will I submit to musical genocide. This is
not for me. I won't let it be, no, musical genocide. Give me a blues song, tell the world what's wrong. And what about the gospel sing heavenly messages of love and war? I do not agree, I do not agree, no!
You know, listening audience, for over 6 years, I normally don't do this, but I have got to do this live and direct. And for some of the people who's not tuning in to this live and direct, you're going to hear this on an archive. God damn, that's what I'm typing and talking about. Man, tonight, out of the energy that I felt with real soul beings that have came on and pressed that one, I thank each and every one of you. And some people's listening worldwide through various forms of media. So let us continue. The next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, this is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How you doing, homie?
Excellent. Congratulations on such a heartfelt show last night in honor to your special honored guest and you meeting criteria. You know, do you want to add on to tonight's, you know, as I like to call them advancements, would you like to expound upon, you know, what you have heard or, you know, put your own thoughts to pertain to the soul?
Well, with me, when I think about soul, I think about that inner thing that make me who I am, that makes me do all of the things that I do. It's that connection to the higher being, the one that created me, where I'm able to receive those things that he's downloading into me. That's what I get when you say soul. That's what resonates for me. I don't know, but I'm listening.
Hey, you said you got it. You got just like Hall of Fame four time was playing one of those sound therapeutic selections last night. When it went, you got it. And shout out to Eric B and Rakim. First of all, and I also want to say that you got it. Not only did you meet criteria. Look, attentive listening audience, I am the campaign manager for the young lady tone of voice that you're listening to tonight. We're coming down to the wire. I need all of you to take time to cast your vote for her. How do you go about doing it? All you have to do is send an email to me and say, I want to cast my vote for the International Hall of Fame nominee, author Angela Thomas, the woman of God and my spiritual daughter. Okay? If you have any testimonials you want to add, you can do that too. But that's how you go about casting your vote. And you can cast your vote by emailing me at magicmanharu@gmail.com. Now, that's magic with a J and not a G and a K instead of a C. So that's magikmanheru@gmail.com. Support one of our own, one of our very best in this day and time. Before you go, thank you so much for pressing that one and coming on, but let the attentive listening audience know how they can go about supporting you and your endeavors as well.
Well, they can support me. Of course, I am the visionary behind the Crew Podcast. Of course, you can check us out on Linktree, the Crew Podcast, and you can find out where you can tune in and hear us. We are across various platforms. I'm just thankful, and I have to give a shout out to Brother O, because of Brother O, I have been able to venture out and to create my own little podcast. I have right now 9 hosts over there, and we're just trying to be the change that we desire to see in this world. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you're very welcome, you're very welcome, you're very welcome. I love my spiritual daughter. Honor to everybody on the crew. Magic Hand took a bow out of the utmost respect for each and every one of you. Okay, so next calling, cue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, homie, how are you? This is Tiana C.
Hey, another woman of God. I'm doing excellent. Right now, my soul is lit up. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I appreciate your show tonight. As far as the soul, I feel like it's your spiritual identity, people's truth, people's lives, the feeling deep down inside, the love that we carry for ourselves and others, the reason that we have breath, and why we were created for our purpose on this earth. And I wanted to share something. For me personally, and I don't, it's funny because even people have known me for a long time. A lot of them know this just by just experience with me, but it's something that I really don't share with someone I just met. But looking at someone's eyes is very hard for me because I see a lot, and sometimes I can't handle it. I remember when I was 17 years old and I was at a mall that's no longer exists down here. And a guy walked in with a trench coat and I felt evil. I looked in his eyes and the feeling was so strong. It hit me in my stomach and I had to sit down. And it felt like this man was so evil. He would kill 1,000 people without even thinking it. And I remember that feeling from being 17 years old. It is, for me, when they say, like, you know, people won't look you in the eye, for me, it's a little bit different because I see a lot of people's pain. I see the bad. I see the good. I see the pain. I see what they went through. And sometimes I can't handle it. So I tend to look away because it's difficult for me. And sometimes I feel like it's unfair because I'd rather that person be able to just give them a fair advantage to talk to me, to tell me whatever they want, instead of me already knowing what they're going through. So I feel like sometimes I feel like it's unfair, but I know it's a spiritual gift I have, but it's been very difficult for me. Even somebody, a stranger walking by me, I feel everything. And it's so difficult. I feel blessed to have it because it's kept me safe around people that I know I should stay away from. And I can tell when somebody's truthful. I can tell when somebody's not being themselves. I can tell this. It is very difficult, too. Very difficult because I can walk into a room and feel everybody. I can feel their pain, and it is not easy. And it's not easy for me to turn it off. Sometimes, you know, I'm in my own zone and, you know, I'm not affected, but a lot of times it's difficult for me, but nobody knows what I'm dealing with. So I wanted to share that, and I feel like a little bit freeing for me to share that and what I've been dealing with for a lot of my life. So I thank you for giving me a chance to do that. So I just, and guess what? I'm excited that you are going to be on tomorrow night with me. So,
yes,
are you
indeed.
Excited?
Yes, indeed. Yes, I am. And I'm also going to add a little bonus when it comes to me. Not to give it away tonight, but when it comes to relationships, everybody definitely, when my show ends, the young lady tone of voice that you just heard, another one of our greatest, one of the best to be sent for our company of WBNN as well as for our world. Tiana Speaks, definitely tune in to her show tomorrow night as we speak about relationships. Okay.
Yes.
Look,
we're going to speak about how men love tomorrow night.
Oh,
but don't
yeah.
forget,
very, very
Nancy Sada Marte. Say it again.
So all women, I got you. I'm here. For all women in relationships or single, whatever, you definitely want to take time to listen to Mars, because it's going to come from females. And look, and not to take anything away from y'all, definitely want to join in and participate as well. But we're going to get it in tomorrow night. Thank you so much, woman of God, and I'm looking forward
no
to being
problem.
On with the rest of my brothers tomorrow. Okay, so
yeah,
with no further ado. No doubt. Shout out.
Yes.
All right. Good night. So without no further ado, it's the International Hall of Fame as well as Lifetime Achiever, Hall of Fame four times, I like to call him. Do us the honor, sir.
Well, first of all, I know he's been biting at the bit all night for his theme song. And how I feel about him and the rest of the civilized world. Tens of millions around this outstanding mic that is the one and only Beverly Nation. This is how I feel about my man. Tony Bakatun, the Matching Man Haru, is my Superman. 6 years and months, 5 months and counting, the outstanding performer. The lifetime achiever for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. The broadcasting enshrinee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. The two-time WBNN overall host of the year, garnering the great Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. This man means a lot to me. And that theme song is who you heard tonight. Congratulations to him on his 92nd, now dig that what I just said, his 92nd WBNN all-time connection record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence in the outstanding championship. It's what we do. We win at Beverly Nation. Congratulations to him. Tomorrow night, our outstanding rookie. Her name is Tiana Speaks. Class of 2023, right here at WBNN, The Power of Thoughts, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, and Instagram. X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole de lay, dying goes with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, where he goes, he's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio to support us on a constant basis. This man is the second host to garner 24 million listeners. We are proud tonight to the wonderful people that, you know, support us, our sailors and our soldiers around the world. We thank you so very, very much, because without you, absolutely nothing. Without our wonderful lay people that call into every show since February 4th, 2013, I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. And now back to the aforementioned person, garnering so many different accolades, the outstanding Huni Bakatun, and I'm honored to be his house DJ.
Absolutely amazing. First of all, I want to personally thank each and every one of you who tuned in from our opening night to, as well as thank you so much to all listeners who's tuned in to this show for the very first time on this night. This last part of this show, I want to dedicate to a beautiful sister that I met online. This one here is for you. Even though you was in queue, I thank you so much, but it's very important that I want to take time and read. Hall of Fame four-time, check this out. We as men, and you made it clear that we as men have to do better, right? But we as men can only do so much in our world. There's something about the feminine species, right? The feminine gender, that they're able to take something, a little something, and turn it into something, like our beloved mothers, right? This young lady, I dedicate the closing part of this show to Antonia Monet. I invited her to come on and speak her piece. She didn't get through, so I'm going to take time to read something that I want the attentive listening audience to hear. And this is a sister about the age that possibly could be my daughter, right? This is what she said. She said, "You..." Let me get back here. She said, "I love this. Thank you. Also, you have my highest honor and wish," this is a key point, "people will pay attention. This would be better. These men my age," listen up, right, "are so lost. So men like you need to make 100 sons. Because daughters are tired of trying to teach. Our youth are speaking, y'all. So some of you out there, little boys trying to portray yourself as men, and some of you, I understand, that may not have had a father figure in your life. And this is something that me and Hall of Fame four times and you know, I can even say nephew, Class Hall of Fame, Enshrine, Ted Sprint, and many of our brothers, Jetty 8-Track, and many other, as well as our women at WBNN. Angel Ava, this part is for you when it pertains to looking at your eyes. What's so unique is we had the opportunity is when I first, a couple of months ago, when we traveled before we had Battle of the Network Stars, and we had a chance to be in the same place, space, and time. Some of us met each other, not just online, but we was in the same place, space, and time. Some of us, like the woman of God, our commissioner, Chinchilla J, right, as well as Angel Ava, we were able to be able to sup together. We had breakfast together. We traveled, like Tiana speaks. We also took the time to go out on the town by the day as well as the night. You understand? When you take the time to get to know a person, not just listen to them, but spend time with that person. Now, pertaining back to me, it's very strange when you deal with the odds, because anyone who witnessed my calling for well over 38 years ago, my eyes tend to change. And to me, that scares me, to be honest, because at times my eyes can be dark as coal as well as gold. You understand? Hazel-like, right? But it's only a portion of my soul coming forth. Very valuable, right? But back to the eyes of the soul, we have that protection. We have that perception to feel and see impending danger. And we have the ability to stop it, okay? As always, I give thanks to all in all, who's in all, through all, above, and in comparison all. And on that note, we will aware you, Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. Master Tar Magic Man Haru, will return Friday evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you again.
In heaven, that's where you'll see me, my love. Not on the earth with its troubles and cares. In heaven, that's where you'll see me, my love. Not on the earth with its toils and snares. So don't go running to the mountains, my love, because you know that I won't be there. And don't go running to the hillsides, my love. Just lift your head up and say a prayer.